You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You're joining us at Infowars.com/show, band.video, or streaming on X, however you're finding us. Thank you so much for being here. We are the most banned network in the world, and I'm joined now by Leonarda Joni. She's a New York-based actor, writer, and stand-up comedian. You can find her podcast at leonardaisfunny.com or by searching Leonarda Is Funny on YouTube and Instagram. Again, on YouTube at Leonarda Is Funny, the website leonardaisfunny.com. And you got to go there because you can't find her on X anymore. And last time she joined us, it was because she had to private her account. Now the account has been deleted. She has been banned. And she's working feverishly now to send us the proof of who is really behind it. Leonarda, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Harrison.
Well, it's my pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances, but tell us what's happened to you and your account on X.
Listen, Harrison, when you go into a wasp's nest,
you're gonna get stung,
and you want to get rid of the wasps, some of them are going to come out and sting you. And if you're afraid of that, then you shouldn't go into the wasp's nest.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid of you. Okay, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
So what have you, but your account got deleted? Cause I was last time I was thinking, you came on cause you were banned. You reminded me, no, last time you just went private cause you were getting a bunch of hate and a bunch of like reports and people.
Right. I was getting people targeting my account.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened again this time cause I started defending someone. I started defending Barry Stanton.
Everybody knows,
long live Barry Stanton, who's still alive and well. We're in a group chat, who got deplatformed because he was making a lot of anti-India jokes using AI imagery. None of it really was against terms of service. There were no calls to violence. There was nothing like that. But he got taken down. And so as soon as he got taken down, I started launching a campaign to bring him back because I didn't think he violated any terms of service. I believe that we are in the West and we have a right to freedom of speech. And it's one of our Western values that's being attacked. And he was being attacked by a group of people who do not share the same values, the Indians.
Right.
In India, right? Obviously, the Indians that come to America and become part of the culture don't feel this way.
Right.
But they're forcing their view system onto us. And that, to me, feels like a kind of cyber war.
Yeah.
And so I was not going to let him go down. So I launched a campaign, bring him back. He didn't violate any rules. We have every right to do satire comedy. Make fun of other cultures. There's nothing illegal about that. You can't just say that's hateful. Anything can really be deemed hateful if you don't like it. And so soon as I started doing that, that put me on their radar. And they suddenly were like, oh, we got to take down this racist bitch. And and I was like, it's not illegal to be racist. It's not against terms of service to be racist. You guys are constantly racist against white people. All of their posts are about how white people are weak. Every white person's mom does OnlyFans. They make threats against raping white people's moms, which isn't called to violence, by the way, not protected under free speech. And so I was like, no, you're not going to do this. And I knew that they were bigger because they're very organized. They're in a group chat, you know, with thousands of them where they target people. And I just continued to go on because I was hoping to bring awareness to this very serious issue that's completely undermining free speech on our platforms.
Yeah. And actually, if the crew could print out, one of the bizarre things about this was the World Bank apparently got involved and demanded that Barry Stanton's account be taken down. And we're threatening Elon Musk with, you know, removing advertising and stuff. If this one account, Barry Stanton, who I don't know if he really is, he sort of plays a character online of just like a middle-aged UK, like British pub owner that just sort of uses classic like British slang to talk about other races. And it's like almost like a parody, like he's so over the top with it. It was just funny. I mean, it's just a very funny comedic account. But it's one of the things where if you start going after somebody, like all comedians do it, you sort of poke a person, an individual, or you poke a group of people. And if they sort of laugh and play along, you go, all right, you're cool and leave them alone. But when you get this like real hatred and this you know reaction, it just makes you want to double down. You just go, oh, you really hate this, huh? Well, I'm going to do it, you know, twice as much.
Exactly, because you're trying to silence people just because you don't like them. And they are not accustomed to the values and the culture that we have here. This is one of the big things you're going to encounter when you start doing something international like X.
Yep.
You know, we went through it over here already. You know, there was that famous comedian in the 60s. Everybody loves him. He got arrested.
Carlin, yeah.
Before Carlin, actually.
Lenny Bruce,
because he was challenging the system, right? He was going up and he was exercising his free speech and people didn't like it and he arrested. So we fought those wars for our ability to speak and speak offensively. There is no point to free speech if you cannot offend. That's my whole point on X. Like, I don't even believe half the things I say.
Right, but it's funny.
I really don't. But it's like, if it's funny, I'm going to go for the punch. I don't care if I have to use sort of language. We're not allowed to use certain language. I'm not threatening anybody. I never do that. Never threaten anybody. Never tell anybody to go hurt themselves. But I push it because I'm like, hey, we're all asleep.
Right.
We've all taken the sleeping pills and agreed for politeness. And now what's happening is that one sacred right that we had of freedom of speech is pretty much gone. And
right.
Anybody who thinks that we still do, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say whatever you want within a certain confine. And right now, that confine is getting smaller and smaller. And people do not understand that if the freedom of speech goes, everything else goes. Everything.
100%. And they're going to get rid of it by doing things like this, by calling it offensive. And the weird thing is where this transitions from, and I don't even want to give it credit, but just to make the point, it's like if somebody's just being obviously racist, just to be racist, blah, blah, I sort of get where it's like, okay, that's not necessary. But then that transcends into, and again, you do have a right to be racist. Feel free to be as racist as you want. It is free speech. That's the point. We should be testing its boundaries. But then it transitions into, like, if you talk about an actual news report that fits in with the prejudice, then you're not allowed to talk about that news report. You're
Correct.
Not allowed to talk about real things that are happening because it fulfills a preconception that is deemed racist. It's absurd, and it means we're not allowed to talk about things that are actually happening and people need to know about.
This is 100% correct. This is what I started getting targeted with. Because, you know, I'm funny, and I'll say funny things, but what I was doing was commenting on news articles that highlighted some of the values in Indian culture that do not align with Western values, one of which is a huge level of misogyny and rape culture.
Oh my God, it's
out of control.
You talk about rape culture. I mean, they're sitting here going, hey, when Harvey Weinstein, you know, rapes actresses, that's because America is a rape culture, as if we're all guilty of that. But then you look at India and it's like, okay, a rape victim got raped by the doctor at the hospital. What is going on here? Like, there's
Correct.
Actual stories like that.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, there's a story of there's also a recent story where a woman needed to be picked up by the ambulance. And then the ambulance people did not let the husband come in because they wanted to rape her. And then they did rape her. And this is really bad, guys. They gang raped her so much that they threw a piece of her guts out the window.
Oh, my God.
So
yeah.
sorry to be graphic, but you have to know that this is going on. And then if you talk about it, you have this whole organized group of people who deem you a racist because they want to silence it and they want to shut it down, which is not the way to do it. So you want to say America is a rape culture. You have to look at the way we respond to people who are guilty of rape if you want to know if we're a rape culture. When this came out against Harvey Weinstein, everybody was upset. Everybody was up in arms. He was tried, the whole thing. When this happens in India, it's just like another story. It's like another day. And unless you have power to get the case taken care of, it doesn't get taken care of. So that's a rape culture.
Yeah. And they want to silence it, not because it's not true, not because it's racist, but because it is true. And they just want it not to be known. And I guess because they want it to continue. It's like that. There's that classic quote from a British person in India where the Indians were saying, sir, it's our culture when we burn the wives with the husbands. And
that's correct.
And the English person says, all right, well, you have your custom. My custom is we hang people who burn women. So you stick to your custom and I'll stick to mine. I mean, this goes back like hundreds of years to the conflict between Indian culture and Western culture. It is not compatible in a lot of ways.
Well, what you have here is just the end result of our moral relativism, of our shaming of Western people, of our shaming of white Europeans and white European culture, of a constant beatdown on this. I mean, how long has it been that we've been told white people are evil, White people are racist. White people impose their cultures all around the world on natives all around the world. And who says that our values are the absolute values? So now what's happening is all these cultures who actually do have very shitty cultural practices that need to go. Sorry, you don't get to just rape a rape victim in the hospital. You don't get to you know, kill women that whose husbands died, right? Instead of them being able to reflect back on some of these things, and of course, it's not the whole culture, but we're talking about the worst things. Instead of them being able to reflect on these parts of their culture that are not good and revise them and say, hey, this is not what we want to be about, they are now emboldened by this cultural Marxist BS philosophy that's about moral relativism and talking about how we shouldn't have to adopt the cultures of another country because it's oppressive. Now they celebrate those worst things. Yeah. They're emboldened. Anybody who criticizes them, they have a kind of moral justification to be like, you're racist because you are saying Indians do this, when it's an objective truth that they're doing it. And so now we're in a place where even if you wanted to argue for values like don't rape women, which is insane to me because apparently we're feminists in this culture, but we don't care when women get raped in another culture constantly or when there's genital mutilation. We're not allowed because they undermined any kind of Western value as oppressive. And they said colonialism was bad. I don't think it was so bad for all the women that didn't die in India after the Brits came. I'm pretty sure they were okay with colonialism.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, this is the issue, and it happens a lot. It happens with black people sometimes on X, where it's like, you know, you see some horrific video of like a black guy like beating the crap out of a white woman. And, you know, you're not a racist, so you don't go, that's a black person for you. Like, you don't extrapolate that person's action to the rest of the race.
Correct.
But then you go on X and it's like, wait, this has 135,000 likes with the, you know, the caption like she got what she deserved. And every comment is like, this is coming for you, white people. It's like, well, hold on. All right. Is this a bigger issue than I thought it was?
Harrison, it's a bigger issue and people don't understand what's happening. They're asleep.
Right.
Okay. All you have to do is go look at what happened in South Africa and what happened in Rhodesia. Number one, we're told a heinous lie about South Africa, that the white Europeans came in and took the land from the Africans who were living there. Does that sound familiar to you?
Of course.
Doesn't it sound like what they're saying about America? Now, here's what they leave out. There were no Africans living in South Africa when they went there. The climate was too cold for them. If there were any, they would tend to kind of migrate in during the hot summers, then migrate out. But they couldn't live there because they weren't accustomed to cold climates. So the white Europeans came in. They built a whole civilized society for them. Hi, yes, when people go somewhere and they build something, it's for them. I don't build a house for somebody else's family.
Right.
Okay. Then they allowed the native black populations to come in and live in the civilized society that they built. Okay. And then this whole communist, it's a communist doctrine started. That's exactly what happened. It's the same thing that happened in Rhodesia, that, oh, these people had taken your land and you have every right to take it back. And so now what's happened, not only is it not fair, because they talked about they wanted racial justice and equality, but the white farmers there are targeted on a regular basis. They are tortured. They are murdered. The people who do this are empowered by the government to do it. And South Africa is collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the agenda for here.
Yeah.
It's the same narrative. It's the same emboldening and empowering of anybody who's not white by this narrative that says white people did this evil to you. Doesn't matter how long ago it was, but now is your time to get retributive justice.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how long ago it was or if it even happened, right?
Correct. If it even happened.
As you point out, you know, there wasn't some big civilization that white people moved in and took over in South Africa. It just didn't exist. It was like some tribe. And the people that are, you know, in Africa now are not even the tribe that were there in the first place.
That's correct.
There in the first place, where it was a race called like the Koshi or something. I can't remember exactly what it is, but you've got, Bantu or whoever else it is coming in. It's all nonsense. It's all obviously nonsense. But
it goes back to what you were saying. Now there's a video, right? Something that should be seen as inherently evil. Doesn't matter what the races are. If I told you there's a big, strong, powerful man beating the crap out of a weaker woman, if you don't know the races, immediately the value judgment is, hey, that's not good.
Right.
Now, because we live under this brainwashing program, as soon as you say, well, it was a black man beating up a white woman, everybody's like, she deserved it because of slavery, because of colonialism. So now you have a population that's empowered to have a completely unequal justice system and empowered to believe that their heinous actions are morally justified.
Right. They're good. Yeah. They're we deserve it, basically.
Yeah. Retributive justice.
Retributive justice. And of course, then it gets absurd because and this always happens when we talk about Europe and European migration. And you know, first they'll start with like, well, no, this is for your pensions because you're not having babies. And then it's, well, no, it's because they're asylum seekers and they need
yes.
help. But eventually it gets down to, no, you did it to us, so now we're doing it to you. And they're even saying that in places like Ireland that never colonized anybody. So it's all bulk. It's all lies.
Yeah. It's all BS. Okay. And then let's also just talk about the fact that usually when the Brits went in somewhere, they created a better system that was in existence. So you know what? If you want to come into Europe, why don't you go ahead and build something instead of destroying everything?
Yeah.
That's the crap. But it's all BS, like you said. It's all made up. They're all made up justifications because there is one agenda and only one agenda. And that is a complete annihilation of the Western European Christian populations. That's it.
And I completely agree with you. And it's because the values that our culture created and put in writing and founded our countries on. And you can see it when they go, you know, white people, whiteness is bad. We have to eliminate whiteness. You go, okay, what is whiteness? And they go, oh, you know, things like the Constitution and freedom of speech and pulling yourself up by your bootstraps.
Being on time.
They literally say being on time. So it's like, okay, let's do a little algebraic equation here. You know, the transitive property, you're saying you want to get rid of our freedoms, the things that make us free, things that make us able to speak out, the things that make us who we are and strong and powerful and good. That's what you're trying to destroy. And you're putting it on white people to make it seem like it's some sort of restorative justice about racism, when really it's about tearing down our ability to speak freely and to tell the truth and to oppose oppression and to stand up against our government. These are the things that are going away because they want total control. And the white people are a barrier to that.
That is exactly correct. White people are a barrier to that. Listen, I was not so racially conscious before they started all of this.
Oh, exactly.
They start, you know, I believed in the whole American ideals. You know, we're Americans. I don't see you for the particular racial identity or ethnic identity group you belong to. I see you as part of the same society I'm in.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, everybody's got a racial consciousness except for white people, because when we do it, apparently we're dangerous and evil and we're going to kill everybody. You mean like the way you're doing to us now? You're literally murdering us. So, but as I've become more racially conscious, you know, the irony is they wanted to bring up all this racial consciousness. And what it actually did was make you aware that so many of the things that we value and that are good are fundamental to white culture.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and people get upset. I don't care. The truth is the truth. Go ahead and take a look at any society you want. Where do you find freedom of speech?
Right.
It's not in Africa. It's definitely not in India, and it for sure as heck is not in China.
Yep.
So where is it? It's only in white European cultures or countries, or where those white European countries have settled. Okay.
Yep.
Where do you find the right to bear arms? It used to be everywhere that white people were, but that's been taken away, and now it's only here. You know, where do you find a sense of, hey, we don't seek retribution for something somebody else's family did, you know, that whole blood wars. That's a Christian value, which, by the way, you know, right? This retributive justice thing, anti-Christian.
Yeah, for sure.
So any of the things you value, where do you find them?
Yeah.
Once you become conscious of that, now you actually realize what's really going on.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, you know, I still do believe in the, you know, maybe I was brainwashed, you know, growing up in the 90s, but the whole idea of like, you don't judge somebody by their race, they're American just like you are. But if you allow the division, if you allow the demonization of white people, and then that demonization seeps into our values, then you lose those values and that doesn't exist anymore. So if you want to live in a country that's open, that's fair, that seeks justice, not retribution, that doesn't, you know, punish people for the crimes of people who look like them, that's American. And if you aren't, you know, powerfully supporting these values and the people who brought us those values, they go away and we're not American anymore. And all that freedom and all that goodness, all the prosperity, it all goes away with it.
Correct. And they're using a very intelligent psychological operation where they are weaponizing victimhood. This is all by design.
Yep.
They identify a particular group as victims. And by the way, that group is anybody who is not a straight white male, by the way. And by the way, straight white women are also kind of getting thrown out from that as well.
Yeah. Okay. There are enablers.
So you identify them as that, and then because of that victimization, any behavior they do is justified. That's all got to go. All the BS. Oh, you're from a protected group. Don't care. What are you doing? That's what we're looking at. What are your actions? What are you doing? Because if we do that, we can get back to what really matters. And none of this,
you know. Talk about, you know, the Christian morals and Christian values, like treating others as you like to be treated. And I try to put myself in the minds of, our enemies that are deleting you off the internet and you know, going after us constantly and sending me threatening messages. It doesn't make any sense. I can't put myself in their mindset. I can't imagine hearing a story about a white person, you know, raping somebody and going, they need to shut up because that's reflective on me. And I need to, you know, defend the rapist.
Nobody
because he's white.
That.
It's insane. It's an insane way to think. And yet they're like attempting to force that on everybody.
Nobody does that. You do not see that amongst white people. They immediately disavow anybody who behaves that way. They call for the harshest punishments on them. And now we used to have that kind of equality no matter what race you were that did it. But now they're afraid. Like, you know, recently you had that white family who's I think it was like their 10-year-old child was murdered by a Haitian immigrant. And the cuck of a father goes on and goes, well, I wish he had been killed by a white man to end the racism. Shut up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's if you'd sick. Been a little bit more racist, your son would be alive. Do you think about that? It's like you're ignoring obvious evidence. You have other cultures coming in and you're like, oh, yeah, here's my son. You're a moron.
Yeah, no, you're like suicidal in the sickest way you can possibly imagine. And that's the thing. If I saw a black guy going, I wish my son been killed by a black man. So, you know, they wouldn't be able to use it. It's like, no, you're sick. There's something wrong.
There's something wrong with you. Exactly.
If you're like this self-hating, it's really a psychological like handicap that these people have that is destroying us totally. And just take it back. So with India, it's like there's so many things that go on in India that would – I mean people don't know. People know. I didn't even know. I've known this – I've seen the craziest stuff. Some of the stuff I've seen in the last few months about India, and I don't know what it was. Maybe we'll try to track back like how India became such a hot topic on Twitter in the first place. But I mean, some of it is just.
I have a theory about
appalling.
How it became such a. But
do you,
we can talk.
Yeah, does
we
it have to do with Apu?
No, but it. But Apu's tied in. But no, it's tied in. But that's not it.
Okay,
that's not it at all.
We got a minute left. Can you break it down in a minute?
Sure. I mean,
or we can hold it over to the other side.
No, I think you guys should hold it over because it's going to take a little bit of.
We'll hold it over. Okay, because I want to talk about that. And I really want to talk about, and I've been teasing it all show, and I'm very excited because I haven't even seen the screenshots. I know you sent to our crew. We'll bring them up. How this operates in the back end, how they get people kicked off the internet, because it's Barry Stanton, it's Leonardo Joni, they're going after Lord Miles, they're going after iHypocrite, they're going after all of these people that are talking about India in an unfriendly way, and they're doing it in a coordinated fashion, and they're doing it with help behind the scenes. So this is like a breaking story, folks, and this is something that Elon Musk needs to know about, that you need to know about, that needs to be fixed, because right now you have a mob of people working behind the scenes in a coordinated fashion to take down anyone they don't like, and in this case they're doing it because they're Indian and the people they're taking down are insulting Indians. So we'll be back on the other side with Leonardo Joni. You've got to go to leonardaisfunny.com, leonardaisfunny.com, because you can't find her on Twitter anymore. She is a victim of this hit group.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.